Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Bumper Podcast, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm so thrilled because, I don't know, it feels like the podcast is going in the right direction. Like, people are listening, and, you know, we're on the nonproductive.com, like, their network now. And this is my second week in a row recording. Thanks, life, for letting me do my podcast. And it's just, everything feels like
your
it's...
Your podcast is garbage. Oh. Yes.
Who are you? Why are you here? Why are you being mean to me?
Just look around yourself. You see, this is not even a studio. It's just a basement. And your podcast, no one listens to it. Do you even have any S-T-O?
S-T-O? What is S-T-O?
S-E-O!
Oh. I don't know if I have any S-T-O. I just know that I come down here, and yeah, it is a basement, but it's also my studio, and I record my podcast every week, and it's the Bumper Podcast, and... I don't know. Oh.
Yeah, miss, exactly. You don't know. You don't know anything. Oh. All you do is come down here and talk with all your little friends every week, and then this is what you have nothing to show for.
That's not true. I have a lot to show for. This is my 382nd episode, and people seem to like my show, and they seem to listen to it, and... Yeah, my little friend, say hello to my little friends.
No.
I don't, I was having a good day.
Anyway, you're going to stop doing this podcast until you figure out exactly what you're doing, what your 5-year goal is.
5 years?
And what your angle is, and what your perspective is, and what your niche is.
Niche?
None of these things exist on your show.
That's not, well, it's the Bumper Podcast. It's all about Coffee Can Alley and all the shenanigans that happen here at headquarters with me, Natty Bumper Car, everyone's favorite comedian. And his friends, Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus shows up, Doodle Poodle. It's like, what do we... The robot is even... I don't know where Robot is right now, honestly. But it, what do we... I don't... It's just a fun show.
Sprinkle.
We don't have
it's
to have perspective and niche and all these... Who are you anyway? You haven't even told me.
Well, my name is Salesman Sal, and I'm here to offer you... A deal of a lifetime, a deal of the century, a deal that will make your podcast pop in ways that it currently does not.
Okay, you're a salesman. You're the worst salesman I've ever talked to in my entire life. Salesmen aren't supposed to be mean. I don't. Why did you come in mean? You're supposed to, like, if you want to sell me something, it seems like you would come in
you
nicely.
You don't know anything about the magic of sales, do you? Do you? Look at me in the eyes and tell me that you do because you can't because you don't.
What?
You're now hiring.
Hiring?
You're hiring.
No.
Put the ad out. Go on the web and hire someone.
I'm not going to hire anyone. I don't make any money from doing the podcast. Why do I need to start hiring people? Why do I need a staff?
You need to go hire someone, but you're going to start taking notes on the podcast, and you're going to publish them with every episode.
Good idea.
And you're going to do SEO.
So do we know what that stands for at this point?
It stands for super excellent opportunities.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't stand for that at all, but keep going with your sales pitch. Now that you're here and you have me hostage, you might as well just get it all out. By the way, how did you get in here?
I come to doors. I come to doors and they're closed. I come to doors and they are locked. And I kick those doors open and I give myself super excellent opportunities because I am made of S-E-O.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you clearly don't understand. You come to a locked door and you start to cry.
I don't start to cry when I come to a locked door. I might get my keys out, I might knock, I might push the doorbell, but I don't cry. Unless you're talking about that one time that I went to the ice cream shop and it clearly said that it was open and that the doors were locked and I could see people inside and they wouldn't let me in to eat ice cream.
No,
is that what you're talking about?
Not what I'm talking about. You're going to hire someone to also, along with your notes, along with your SEO, to make new graphics, new images for every single show. You're going to have to hire people to distribute your podcast around the world to all the ears that will listen to it. An ad salesman will be hired as well.
What?
You're going to need an office manager.
How many people are you expecting me to hire? I can't afford this. I can't even afford one person, let alone like the five or six people that you just mentioned. This podcast is just about friends getting together and hanging out, all right? If it takes off one day, great. But if it doesn't, totally fine. All right? I mean, I'm not going to hire like a whole... you're saying I need to make show notes, which, okay, all these things are actually, I've read, are good ideas. But show notes, new graphics for every episode, get into podcast directories. That was something that you mentioned, kind of, I guess.
Yes.
And then the office manager, which I don't really know how that helps or what that's for.
You even have a contest maven who does all your contests? Do you even do contests? Do you have merch? Do you do any of these things? How do you expect people to find you and listen to your podcast if you haven't even done anything? Do you have a social engineering team? A development arm of your podcast? An application?
No.
You have nothing.
Well,
you don't even have a cleaning crew down here, do you?
I don't have a cleaning crew, and your voice just kind of changed to European somehow. I was all happy at the beginning of the day, and now I'm finding out all these things that I don't have, and I was happy before I realized I didn't have them, but now I'm like, oh, geez, I need to have all these things to make my podcast the best podcast it can possibly be. You still haven't told me your name.
My name is on my business card, which I have put in front of you 10 minutes ago before you even started yammering on. I put it on top of the pile of papers, which are your contract. Hold on one second here. Did I hear the word contract, bumper car?
Yeah, Rufus, help.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, who is this gentleman here on this,
I don't know his name.
Dom suit that Ooh. He's wearing in my establishment area.
You
listen here to me, sir. You have no idea who you are messing with. I am podcasts. I am the one. I am the person who is going to take this podcast to the stars, and I am also going to take it away if he doesn't listen.
So, Rufus, really quickly, just to catch you up, this guy just came in while I was about to record the podcast, and he started making all these threats and saying I was doing everything wrong with the podcast. He wants me to hire a whole team of people, which you know I can't do because you have all my money in your back pocket, and I need help, please.
You're not allowed to carry your money around because you get it stuck to the bubble gum, and then it's all stuck to together and we can't use it anymore. Do you remember that? How much money we've lost over the years,
yeah.
Bump car?
A lot of it. A lot of it.
Exactly. So anyway, sir, again, let me just look at your car. Your name is Sal Salesman? That's your name? Huh. Well, I'm Rufus T. Rufus, and I am the legal counsel for the Bumper Podcast and Headquarters and Coffee Can Alley Impromptu Impromptu. And so I would appreciate if you stop harassing and haranguing my client. It's inappropriate, it's uncalled for, and it's unnecessary. We've got this podcast under wraps and under control, and so I'm going to ask you not once, not twice, but zero times to please exit the room. Get out with yourself.
It's very interesting that you've looked at my card, because what you don't understand is that
common new business practices are. It's a trap. Just by lifting my card up, you have signed the contract, Rufus T. Rufus, and so now I am the lawyer. I am the SEO maven. I am the contract contractual. I, Sal Salesman, own this account and everything involved with it. And so, moving forward, my lawyer friend, you are the one who will be leaving. You are the one who no longer belongs here.
No!
Good day, sir.
Rufus!
I say, good day.
No, Rufus, what are you just walking away for?
Don't worry, bumper car. I got this. I've been down before, but I am not out. I will figure this out, and I will be back. I promise you. This Sal Salesman, he's no lawyer. He doesn't understand the law. What he understands is money and taking money away from people. And that's not what I'm about.
Rufus.
I will return.
Oh.
Natty, hey, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig. What are you crying about? Why this time? I mean, why they're all... Hey! Sal Salesman, you came. Good to see you.
Yes. I came and I saw and I took over. I now run this show, Aloysius. So thank you for the invitation. I very much appreciate it.
Be good working with you again.
Wait a minute. Big twist. Aloysius, you're the one who brought this Sal Salesman into the show and you've worked with him before? I thought you and I, and especially I thought you and Rufus, T. Rufus, were friends. How could you do this to Rufus?
Hold on. We're good. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Sal, I think you're just going to work in concert with Rufus,
sir,
right?
This is a tiny pond, and there's only room for one shark here, and that shark's name is Sal Salesman. And so, no more Rufus.
What have I done? Oh, no. Rufus! Rufus, I gotta go catch him. Bumper car, you gotta figure this out. Rufus!
Okay, I'm so confused right now, but you listen to me, Sal Salesman. Other people have come into this show and tried to take it over, and they've failed every single time. And I don't really know who you are or what you're about. Well, wait a minute. The one that really tried to take it over was Rufus T. Rufus, and he did have a lot of control in the end. Huh. I mean, we're going to fight you the whole way, but I can't promise you that we're going to win and that this isn't your show now. And, I'm not really good at these speeches, but next week we're gonna figure this out. I promise you, Sal Salesman.
Indeed we shall. Indeed we shall.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.